This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Tonight, a new episode of Law and Order will air on NBC for the first time in more than a decade. The original series ran for 20 years and inspired a whole universe of spin-offs. Now the original is back with the same format and the same sonic signature. Law and Order may not have changed much in 30 years, but as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, the business of television certainly has.
When Law and Order premiered in 1990, it was groundbreaking. There had been lots of shows about police. That would be the law side of things. But this one added the drama of the courtroom, the order part.
It's okay to play the hero, Nolan, as long as you win.
That's actor Sam Waterston, who's returning as lawyer Jack McCoy. The show also made these public officials relatable, says Julia Alexander, a media industry analyst with Parrot Analytics.
Let's make this thing feel very real. Let's make the prosecutors and the cops, let's make them a little bit tired. Let's make them faulty.
Alexander says that approach led to phenomenal success and influenced TV shows that came later.
In a way that has defined the anti-hero dramas that we are now in this age of.
The original Law & Order did so well, in part because television was in a different age when it premiered. Brian Weezer is with the company Group M, which buys advertising time for its clients.
Law & Order came about at a time when traditional network television was far more dominant in the media industry than it is today.
Now, with streaming, there are way more choices about what to watch, including NBC's own service, Peacock, which will stream Law & Order a day after it's on the network. All that competition continues to make broadcast television less desirable for advertisers.
The capacity of television to satisfy a marketer's goals is going to be even more diminished going forward than it is today.
Another thing that's diminished is the popular perception of police. Daniel Daddario is the chief television critic at Variety. He says the Law & Order revival nods to that by including a new character, a police officer who uses unethical tactics to obtain a confession.
What struck me as different was an increased attentiveness to the idea that cops are not always and in everything they do heroic.
Daddario says it's an attempt to meet audience members where they are and maybe bring in some people who didn't see the show the first time around. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.